Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of the Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals radio show. I'm your host, Will Houck, and tonight we'll be exploring Americana, folk, and roots music, taking a sonic trip down the highways and byways, and discovering beauty on the road less traveled. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have a great time. We're broadcasting from the heart of the Great Basin at the historic Adams House in beautiful downtown Carson City, Nevada. You're listening to KNBC 95.1 FM. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Facebook, search for Roots and Radicals, or on Instagram, roots.rednecks.radicals. You can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, anywhere you find podcasts. Check it out, everybody. This first set of tunage, we're going to listen to some Willie Nelson, Hank Williams, Jason Isbell, Brian Wright, and Gillian Welch with David Rawlings. Let's get jamming in it. This is a song off Willie's newest album. It's called Immigrant Eyes. Hope you enjoy it. You listen to the Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals.
Old Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. Turn of the century pilgrims bound by the dream that they shared. They were standing in line just like cattle, poked and sorted and shoved. Some were one desk away from freedom, some were torn from someone they loved. Through the sprawling Tower of Babel came a young man, confused and alone, determined and bound for America and carrying all that he owned. Sometimes when I looked in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I saw that day reflected and couldn't hold my feelings inside. I saw started with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, said grandfather's immigrant eyes. Clear as the day he sailed through the harbor and came ashore on that island of tears. My grandfather's days were numbered, but I won't let his memory die, 'cause he gave me the gift of this country and the look in his immigrant eyes. Sometimes when I looked in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I saw that day reflected and couldn't hold my feelings inside. I saw starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, said grandfather's immigrant eyes. Don't take it for granted, said grandfather's immigrant eyes.
Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Row down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick it tough, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Support for Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals and KNBC is provided by Play Your Own Music. Play Your Own Music is a source for musical instruments, rentals, instrument repair, music lessons, and recording studio space. Locally owned for over 11 years, Play Your Own Music is a resource for local musicians and encourages everyone to explore their inner musician, located at 112 East John Street in Carson City. For more information, call Play Your Own Music at 775-885-7529.
Wow. Stickman and the old dog, Ricky's half asleep, half a glass of water, half of antifreeze, half in love with nothing, half a sweet Marie. You'd have to be half crazy to wait around and see. Best believe they're coming for you, best believe they will, 'cause you're as sweet as color and I'm a bitter pill. But I got hands like a tarantula crawling up your knee, and I'm the best believer that the world has ever seen. Best believe, oh, best believe in me. There's lovers on a postcard, money on the street, a monkey on my back and a baby on my knee, and no one from the old guard has come around for weeks. It ain't that hard to find me, you know just where I'll be. Best believe they're coming for you, best believe they will, 'cause you're as sweet as color and I'm a bitter pill. But I got hands like a tarantula crawling up your knee, and I'm the best believer that the world has ever seen. Best believe, oh, best believe in me. I got friends in California and I work in Tennessee, family down in Texas that I hardly ever see. A little girl looks like her mother, little boy looks just like me, and more love in my lifetime than I'll pay back in three. Got nerves colder than cancer and nothing up my sleeve, a head full of the answers to nearly everything, and my hands are bent and broken, but they're steady as can be. I'll leave the window open, come in when you get free. Oh, best believe they're coming for you, best believe they will, 'cause you're as sweet as color and I'm a bitter pill. But I got hands like a tarantula crawling up your knee, and I'm the best believer that the world has ever seen. Best believe, oh, best believe, best believe, oh, best believe, best believe, oh, best believe in me.
Yippee-ki-yay, when the round up ends, yippee-ki-yay.
welcome back to the Roots Rednecks and Radicals radio show. I'm your host, Will Hauck, and you are listening to KNBC 95.1 FM, Carson City. In that first set, we heard from Willie Nelson and his song, Immigrant Eyes. Now, that's a new release off his most recent record, and I got that one for free after seeing him at a show up in Reno, the Grand Sierra Resort. That was a fun show. Some friends of mine, and it came with the free CD. So there you go. That's good stuff. Immigrant Eyes is a Guy Clark song, and Guy Clark is a famed Texas songwriter, wrote many incredible country tunes, and he wrote that one, Immigrant Eyes, and the lyrics in that one are just so touching and so heartfelt. And as a history teacher, you know, when I'm talking about America and sort of the transitions over time periods and whatnot, immigration is something that comes up over and over again and is a key part to our history. Our Statue of Liberty says it best at the base of it. And I just think it's a very thoughtful and insightful song. So there you go. After that, it was Hank Williams and his song, Jambalaya on the Bayou. I've been listening and watching to the new Ken Burns country music on PBS. And I have to say, it's very Ken Burns-y. So if you know what I mean, like all of his movies have that Ken Burns effect in the pictures and the this and the that. And, you know, it's his style. It's his thing. I watched a lot of it in high school and the Civil War. And so, you know, I could take something else, but the information in it is stellar. It's fantastic. I mean, he does his research, you know, he does a fantastic job at that, has a narrative to it, talks about marginalized people in music, people of color, women, so on and so forth. So I got to hand it to him, man. It's a great series. I'm enjoying it. Got a little bogged down in the first one, so I skipped to some later ones. I'm really digging it. So I think I've seen the two or three of them. So Hank Williams features prominent on there. It's the Hillbilly Shakespeare episode, and it's pretty fantastic. So check it out. After that, Jason Isbell, If It Takes a Lifetime. It's a fun little poppy tune from Jason Isbell. And then Brian Wright. Brian Wright is a Nashville singer-songwriter, and he and his wife run Cafe Rooster Records. He's an incredible songwriter, and he came to mind today. He had a post about Guy Clark and Guy Clark's birthday and this story about writing some songs with him, and it just was really cool. So I thought I should play some Brian Wright tonight. I like his style of songwriting. I like his guitar playing. He plays with plays guitar for Aaron Lee Tashjian, and they're out of Nashville and does a lot of cool stuff. And then last song was Gillian Welch with David Rawlings, When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings. Now, this next set of tunes and stuff is going to be starting with an interview I did with a lead singer from The Vandaliers. They were in Lake Tahoe recently playing a show with Lucero and got in contact with them. Came and I went to the show a little early, and we chatted about some stuff, their music, their history, and all that stuff. So we're going to hear the interview first, and then we're going to hear two songs from The Vandaliers, Miles and Miles, and then Troublemaker. They're out of Dallas-Fort Worth area. They're on Bloodshot Records. If you don't know them, now you know, and you should go check out their stuff, because it's punk rock, it's Tejano, it's country, it's folk, it's fun, and they blew the crowd away up in Lake Tahoe. So here you go. Here's my interview with Josh from The Vandaliers. This is Will Hauck with KNBC, and I'm here talking with Josh from The Vandaliers. So, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So, can you tell me a little bit about the history of the band and how you guys all got started?
I mean, we started like any other band starts. I had some songs, and I had been playing in bands for a long time, and everybody else in the band, you know, had all been playing in bands for a long time, and we ended up being some of the last men standing of our bands that still wanted to be in a band. So we took these songs, and I went into the studio, and from there I kind of just pieced together people I liked, and we were going to play a show, and then a ton of people showed up. So I was like, okay, well, maybe we'll play another one. And then we did, and then I was like, okay, next one, I guess we'll buy t-shirts or something. And then suddenly we have a booking agent, and we're traveling around Texas, and we're playing a bunch of weird honky tonks and cool places and opening for bands, and then I don't know. And then now I'm here. I don't know. It's been a whirlwind, but
how long ago was that? Was that
4 years?
Oh, that's been 4 years.
Yeah,
nice. And you were in a punk band before?
Yeah. I was in a band. I've been in bands for my whole life. So right. I'm hitting 18 years now.
Gotcha. Yeah, a bunch of different ones. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, the new album's out on Bloodshot Records. It's called Forever. Can you tell us about the overall sound you're kind of shooting for on the record?
I mean, we're a weird band. I just wanted to sound as the most like us as possible. And I like albums. I like heavy albums. Like, I like big sounds and stuff. I didn't want to sound tiny or dry or anything like that. So I just found a big square room in Memphis, and I found a dude who made cool records, and his name's Adam Hill, and I really loved him, and we just really got along hanging out. Right. And, you know, we shoved everybody into the room, and we played as good as we could, and we had enough time to really think about the parts that we were playing and the notes that we were playing and when we were playing and stuff for once. So it wasn't just like on our other records, sometimes it feels like we're playing on top of each other, and this time we really spread it out, and I don't know, I feel like we came out of it a better band.
Right.
And so now we just try to, you know, be that.
Right.
Hopefully the next one makes us a better band, and so on and so forth.
Definitely. On the website, it mentioned some of your influences, and one that stood out to me was the Tejano influence. You guys are from Texas and whatnot, and you got a trumpet in the band. I'm interested in hearing a little more about that.
You know, when I was living in Dallas, I lived the southeast side. I lived in a place called Parkdale, and, you know, it's Dallas, so, I mean, everybody lives everywhere. And, you know, at the time I was outside smoking cigarettes, listening to my mariachi band neighbor practice, and I loved it, and it was beautiful. And it's also a part of, you know, our culture in Texas, and especially in DFW. And, like, honestly, it was really weird that we had a trumpet and all these bands that started, we all started, like, there was a scene that popped up. It was like Paul Cawthon, Charlie Crockett, us, Texas Gentlemen, Vincent Neil Emerson, Joshua Ray Walker. We're all in the same boat. Okay. And so, like, Charlie had a trumpet and he's doing the jazzy thing. We had a trumpet because we had this mariachi line and a couple of songs on our first record. And then on the next record, we did four with it. And then on this last one, we did six. So it's just like, you know, it's not, we just love doing it. If it fits the song, then we do it. Right. And, you know, if it doesn't fit the song, then we don't.
That's great. Right. That's cool. I like that. It's a unique sound.
I think it's just, we're kind of products of where we're from. And those are the sounds that kind of pop out.
Right.
In Deep Ellum and in Fort Worth.
Definitely. Well, you collaborated with Rhett Miller from the old 97s on this record. How did that whole thing come about?
Rhett's a mentor, you know, just like the Lucero guys are a mentor. I was reaching out to him to possibly produce when we were on a different label, and there was, you know, before the ground fell out from under me, you know, business-wise, which is, you know, we were working on this record, and I was sending him demos, and he was sending me notes, and he was just super kind about it and thorough about it and made me a better writer and all that stuff. It was really great, and it was a blessing. So even just having his faith enough to listen to my, you know, acoustic guitar and vocal stuff, it's cool. I love Rhett.
That guy's a legend.
You know? He's a good dude. He's a very good dude.
That's cool. All right, man. So you're out on a tour with Lucero right now, and touring all around the country. What future projects do you got coming up? Are you focusing on touring right now, or still songwriting?
I mean, I try to write every day. I wrote two songs today. The touring is going to start slowing down. We have some runs, some regional runs, you know, to finish off the year. But we're finishing off strong, and it's really, really fun. Everything that's happened this year has been a dream come true, you know.
Yeah.
We've just been grinding. So we're going to hit about 130 shows at the end of the year. And that's the most shows I've ever played, and hopefully I play more next year. Mm-hmm. And I write all the time because I love writing. And probably during the slower period, I'll kind of finish these songs up and see how they turn out. And if I like them enough, I'll record them.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool, man. Well, anything else you wanted to say before we go?
I don't know. Thanks for wanting to talk to me.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to me. All right. Welcome back to Roots Rednecks and Radicals. I'm your host, Will Houck, and you're listening to KNVC 95.1 FM. That was my set with the Vandaliers. I hope you enjoyed the interview. I certainly had a good time watching them live up at the Crystal Bay Club. They put on one heck of a show. I mean, the first 20 minutes was nonstop, and they just kept song after song after song, and it was just like you heard, you know, it's kind of country, and it's kind of punky, and it's just like fast and in your face, and bam, 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 and the crowd was super into it. That was a memorable show. Good job, fellas, and good on you for touring with Lucero. What a classic band those guys are. I love them, and what a cool deal. So I enjoy the Vandaliers. Go out and check them out. In this last set of tunage for the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from the band Cake. Cake from the 90s. Cake. I love Cake. Sad Songs and Waltzes. What a most perfect song. I had to pick between this one and Stick Shifts and Safety Belts. Watch how you say that. FCC will get you on that one. But Sad Songs and Waltzes is a Willie Nelson tune. I didn't know that first time I heard it, but now I do, and now you do too. So that's the first song. Then we're going to hear from Damian Gerardo, Silver Timothy. Then David Bazan, People. After that, the Little Smokies, The City. Then we're going to hear the Steel Wheels Keep On and finish up the 7 o'clock hour with Joey Cape, Fighting Atrophy. So I hope you're enjoying your evening wherever I may find you currently, and I hope you're enjoying the tunes that you're hearing from my show. Like I always say every week, I appreciate you listening in, and it always blows my mind that anyone would care enough to listen to the show. So thank you for that. Let's get jamming here with Sad Songs and Waltzes by the wondrous band Cake here on the Roots Rednecks and Radicals.
A song all about you, a true song as real as my tears. But you've no need to fear it, 'cause no one will hear it. Sad songs and waltzes aren't selling this year. I'll tell all about cheated. I'd like for the whole world to hear. I'd like to get even with you, 'cause you're leaving. But sad songs and waltzes aren't selling this year. It's a good thing that I'm not a star. You don't know how lucky you are. Though my record may say it, no one will play it. Sad songs and waltzes aren't selling this year. Record may say it, no one will play it. Sad songs and waltzes aren't selling this year.
eyes met on the road, by a face I once knew. Shapeless was his frame, and his colors were few. We went out for a time, by the sentences in.
Peace. myself at all. These are my people. Man, what else can I say? You are my people. We're the same in so many.
San Francisco. On the same night David Bowie died, and all the lights down in the city, they were shining a little extra bright. 'Cause I can't let the day lie defined by vice, and all the times you tried to tell me, well, I saw crimson colored skies. 'Cause I can't let the day bring me down. It's just a day. In a garage in San Francisco. On the same night, I finally said goodbye.
Support for Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals and KNVC is provided by Play Your Own Music. Play Your Own Music is a source for musical instruments, rentals, instrument repair, music lessons, and recording studio space. Locally owned for over 11 years, Play Your Own Music is a resource for local musicians and encourages everyone to explore their inner musician, located at 112 East John Street in Carson City. For more information, call Play Your Own Music at 775-885-7529.
Oh,
Listening to KNBC 95.1 FM, Carson City, Nevada. And that brings us to a close of hour number one, the 7 o'clock hour.